Welcome to the Signal Creative Podcast. Signal is a female-focused organisation that supports the creation of original work. We travel around Australia and this podcast features the stories of people we meet and our experiences on the road. As we've been travelling, there's always conversations coming up with people that you meet, whether you meet them at the caravan park or they're your friends and they've also done a lot of road travelling, about all the mythical stories.
Ghost stories, I call them.
Yeah, all the ghost stories around areas. We've been a little bit fascinated and curious around these stories, and I'm personally always looking out for what I call the Pilliga panther, but apparently there's a panther in Lithgow.
Slash Blue Mountains. I think there's slash a few panthers. There's like some panthers around, but they're not in the Pilliga.
No.
Even though it's a catchy name. So it's called, well, people refer to it as a yowie.
Yeah.
So we first heard about this story maybe through Pete, who's a friend of ours that's a truck driver.
Yes.
And he was talking about how he was cruising through the Pilliga one night and saw something on the road that was
as tall as a horse.
Two horses.
It was four.
Minimum. Anyway, that it was moving across the road, and we'd done a bunch of driving around that area as well, and we were just like, Coonabarra Brand, which is the town closest to the Pilliga area, is also a dark park.
Yes.
So it's like one of the darkest places in Australia. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can imagine that there's
big shadows.
Something going on there.
Something in the moon shadow.
It doesn't take much to spook me, kind of Blair Witch style, I think, in those environments.
Yeah.
So we started asking around.
Yeah, just asking people for their...
Just people we knew.
About their myths and legends.
And then we spoke to Cody Brady, who's a friend of ours that we've been working with over the years, and he is pretty cynical.
Yeah, he poo-pooed him.
He wouldn't have a bar of it. Then we went out to Pilliga Pottery, which is this incredible place about 30 k's out of Coonabarra Brand, which is kind of like an arts collective. You can stay there.
Yes.
But we got to talking with Maria, who owns Pilliga Pottery. We asked her about the Yowie, and she mentioned the Pilliga Princess.
Yes.
Who we'd heard about before. And the Pilliga Princess is a real person who has a lot of stories around her. She died and got hit by a truck.
Yes, that's right.
And there's a lot of stories around how that went down as well. But,
yes. So she was already a talking point and a bit of a legend on that road, because when you listen to Maria's story, you'll hear that she was a bit of a wanderer, and she had obviously given up her life in terms of living in a home and was living just free in the bush.
Yeah, she was hitchhiking between Coonabarra Brand and Narrabri.
Narrabri. Mm-hmm.
So she used to be on that part of the Newell Highway pretty constantly, so that's why she got seen. It's a pretty dynamic tale of, you know, hidden riches that apparently ends in her running basically into a truck.
Mm. Yes.
And was apparently smiling as she did it, you know, like I can't really speak to the facts around any of that, including the hidden money, but that's what we've heard.
Yeah, so her life was one of intrigue and was one where there was probably lots of gossiping and tellings around her, just as her being alive and being doing what she was doing. And then the second part of it is that now there's myths around still seeing her.
Yeah,
as you're travelling
on that highway.
Yeah.
Totally.
Mm.
We haven't seen her.
I haven't seen her.
Well, we try not to drive at night.
No.
There's so many kangaroos around Coonabarra Brand.
Slash yowies.
Slash yowies.
Yeah. Mystery.
X-Files.
Ching, ching.
I was a young backpacker when I came first to the area. We fell in love with the area and decided to buy a bit of land. I think I'm a little bit a pioneer person. I like things from the basis, and I like also to have my to create my life and my surrounding myself. I'm not really a person who follow footsteps. I like to set a footstep, but then make it also invisible, you know, when it comes to nature. It was basically 34 years ago. I didn't have a driver license the first year, so I spent the first year basically on the farm, building up gardens and looking after the kids. So then my husband went to Germany, and I had to learn how to drive. After I made my driver license, I was very happy, you know, to have my Australian driver license. I had my kids in the car, and then I saw the lady on the side of the road. It was quite warm. It was sort of in November area, and she had her big leopard coat on, like, you know, you use in the cold winter days in Germany. I saw her many times on the road. Always, she had always her coat on. The car was already full with kids, and then I stopped the car anyway, because I was a hitchhiker myself when I was back in Germany, and I hitchhiked a lot through Europe into Morocco. And I thought always it's very important that female people stop to pick female people up as a principle. So I stopped my car and invited her to come. I didn't speak much English that time, and then she sort of didn't say anything, and then I said to her, would you like to come in the car? But I said, I'm not going to Narrabri. I said, no, farm, 30 kilometers. And she nodded. And I said, oh dear, what should I do now? Because I didn't want to get her astray, staying with me on the farm. And then she sort of didn't say a word, and she looked very tired. So I took her across until to our turnoff, and I said to her, would you like to come to the farm, or would you like me to leave you here? And then she said, no, she was happy on the highway, and then I left her there.
She used to have a shopping trolley with some of her gear in it, and she used to push it down the highway. Some of the truckies used to know her and pick her up.
You were sitting, but when you were small, you were sitting in Lolo's car next to the princess, to the Pilliga princess a few times. Most people from this area knew the same what I knew. We lead her basically in the middle of nowhere on the highway. See, for her, it was important to go to Narrabri. And most farmers in this area, if they would have picked her up, they would have... they felt the same like myself, I think. We have to take her over in our house and accommodate her and then bring her, you know, to Narrabri. But I couldn't do that, and that's why I made very clear I could only take her half an hour down the road here. But she was happy the second time, or so she said, he is fine, and that was it then.
She... had a fair bit of real estate in Barradine, I think, out west, and she sold it before she passed away. She didn't change her lifestyle. She had the same lifestyle, and the theory is that she buried the money under a bridge because she used to live under bridges. And someone who is forced to do the same might be lucky enough to find it.
Thanks for listening. Follow Signal Creative on Facebook, Instagram, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.